Hey, potential podcast listeners, let's talk about today's sponsor, Let's Get Checked.
Let's Get Checked makes professional health testing easy by letting you get tested without having to visit a healthcare provider.
You can order a testing kit that will be delivered to you in discreet packaging.
Once your sample arrives in the laboratory, confidential results will be available from your secure online account within 2 to 5 days. These results are reviewed by a clinician, and a member of the Let's Get Checked nursing team may call you to review your results.
And Let's Get Checked laboratories are CLIA approved and CAP accredited, which are the highest ranking levels of accreditation.
So, if you want to avoid an uncomfortable office visit or prefer the convenience and get tested at home, visit trylgc.com/potential and get 25% off your test using code POTENTIAL25.
Once again, that's 25% off your test by going to trylgc.com/potential using the promo code POTENTIAL25. Take charge of your physical health and well-being, and let's get checked.
Potential Podcast.
Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Potential Picks. I'm your host, Chris Dewar. I'm joined by my co-host and fellow world traveler, Taylor Sokol. Today we're reviewing the travel comedy show, Conan O'Brien Must Go. This was created by Conan O'Brien, premiered on Max. And we were very interested in checking out this show because, you know, with Conan officially ending his late night career of over like 28 years between the late night show he did, his brief time at the Tonight Show, and then, of course, Conan, that was on TBS. The man is, you know, one of the kings of late night. And when he was ending Conan, he said, I will be back. I really enjoyed the travel show, so I think it's going to be something to do with that. And then we had this whole trailer come out that he was doing kind of a unique way to combine his travel shows he did on Conan, but also a way to meet fans of his, you know, via the podcast and the stuff around the world. So we saw this Conan O'Brien Must Go. And so, yeah, we had 4 episodes come out on Max. So this really isn't like a spoiler kind of thing because it's, you know, it's not like it's a plot or anything. It's just Conan doing what he does. But Taylor, what are the four, you know, world areas he goes to for these chapters? And, you know, how did you take this show? Again, it's kind of a quick binge. It's only got four episodes, and we'll get to that. But where did he go, and what did you think of the show?
So, yeah, so we've kind of combining his podcast, Conan Needs a Friend, and then Conan Without Borders, kind of the best of both worlds as he's meeting fans that he's met on the podcast, whether it's planned or surprised. But he gets to go to these, you know, four great places. He goes to Norway, Thailand, Argentina, and of course, he had to, in his first season, go to Ireland, the roots of the O'Briens. So when I heard about this, I think for someone like you and I mean, we watched Conan when he had a show, but I found that I really embraced the absurdity and the humor and the creativity of Conan later on from his podcast, from his gamer. And what I took from this show, the trailer, that this was going to be Conan O'Brien Unleashed, that he was really going to be able to not be constrained by late night TV. You know, I've seen what he's doing with the podcast. So I was really excited to see what he was going to do. And then a fresh take, because there are so many travel shows, you know, traveling food shows, history, but it was interesting to what was going to be different about this. I knew that we're going to have a different Conan O'Brien spin, excuse me. What I found was very interesting was how different it was compared to your other travel shows, where there is a bit of this, there's not really a lot of seriousness to the show, where I think some have a little bit more levity. He purposely puts himself in situations where he makes fun of himself. And I think that's the important part of why his humor is so good, is he puts himself down so much that there's no malice to what he's doing. And I find that a lot of these episodes was funny. There was a blend of reality and fantasy and this great, almost Deadpool, self-referential fourth wall breaking, even fifth wall, if you will.
Well, yeah, he likes to play up. There's this alternate version of Conan that he plays.
Yeah.
That is like, I'm the biggest celebrity on the planet.
I'm very good looking. I'm sexy.
I'm a sex symbol. I'm powerful. Girls bow at my feet. Men want to be me. And he always plays that up. And then instantly it's followed by, you didn't even smile at me. You thought I'm a woman. You don't care about me. No one cared. He'll always be like, I filmed thousands of hours of TV that have been watched by hundreds of people. You know, it's like he finds these great ways. He's so quick and witty with his humor. But then there's a genuine side. So like, yes, he's willing to take on these things that are actually very important to each culture and area, but then find ways to, of course, be humorous. Like, it's right there in the trailer in the Norway section. He goes to an actual replica Viking village where these people kind of like cosplay in a way, like they, or Renaissance fairly dress up as Vikings, and you can go and find, see what a day like in Viking lore was like. And all these people are dressed up and have their duties and stuff. And of course, he dresses up as Conan the Red, and he's hilarious. And at one point, he's like, yeah, you know what, guys, I'm just not feeling it. Like, it's just like a funny way of like, he does this huge walk and they have this whole fanfare music. And he's just like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. And like at one point his pants are falling. I mean, it's just like, classic things, but he's still there to like honor these people,
And especially in today's age where I think there's not enough cultural sensitivity, mm-hmm. and where you can almost see this could go the wrong way in lesser hands. And so I think with him, he almost embraces the culture more so because he is making fun of himself and kind of doing that typical kind of American who's like, oh, I even when he does like his bits before going to the Ireland segment, he talked, does in a previous stuff where his Irish is very over the top American parody. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where it's funny, where he knows he's doing this because he's not making fun of the culture, he's making fun of the perception of the cultures, which I think is very unique.
Like, I mean, he in the Argentina episode goes and does like a tango lesson, and then they film this whole grand, like over the top, almost like a like a soap opera tango, and he has like a little mustache and everything. I mean, he's willing to like do these like goofy things. Especially, you remember Conan O'Brien is 6'4". He's very tall and lanky like me. And he knows how to like physically use his body in such goofy ways. And he is very pale, and he has that, ridiculous hair he's had for so long.
And very, like, very small eyes. Like, he really plays up his appearance. He's very mm-hmm. self-aware.
I was very happy that, Jordan Schlansky was still in this for the Argentina episode. And I always love the antics with them. They have a whole thing where they go to, like, this meat restaurant. And, of course, Conan's just being a buffoon, and Jordan's trying to, And what's so funny, too, is what I love is when they keep things in that clearly were almost like a blooper. Jordan's been the character on this, for Conan for so long. He's a working associate producer that, became kind of this
mainstay
icon himself.
Yeah.
And he never breaks. He always says these ridiculous things and like usually never breaks. And there's times where he has. And even in this episode at the end, they're at a ranch and he looks like Chef Boyardee. He looks so ridiculous. And he cannot hold it together. He keeps laughing and laughing. And of course, when this is happening, Conan knows how just to keep fueling that fire. He's like, are you cocaine? Like, what's going on with you? So I think the only like true negative about this whole experience was mm-hmm. there's only 4 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
And I was hoping for like 8 to 10. I'm like, what other areas he's going to go to? Cause it's like 4 episodes. The max length was maybe 50 minutes for one, and Ireland was only like 33 minutes, which was kind of surprising that the one he goes in depth about like his heritage and his family was like the shortest one. But he has done a lot of Ireland stuff before on his late night show. But when it ended, I was like, that was so fun. And again, I love how he does add in the element of meeting fans in each episode. He's meeting fans and meeting their family and, doing stuff that they like to do.
And even helping them in a way. Like there's the one where in Norway and he's helping this band and I love that. He's like, I'm going to help produce you. But then they go and he's performing with them and just like acting like an idiot. Like I'm the backup vocals on this thing.
I like to see the Fords.
That was hilarious. Yeah, it's just, it's fun. When it ended, I was like, okay, I'm ready for more now. And hopefully it's not a case where we have to wait a long time, but if this really is just like, oh, it's only for a season, I'm like, all right, I have to wait another year, but I look forward to seeing what else he would do with this. This is, I think, a very strong first bunch, and I hope it's just not the end of it. And hopefully there'll be more. I mean, I'm sure with his podcast, and, you know, he goes and does, you know, things all the time now. I don't know if it's just like really expensive for like to do these shows and like to get the areas to go to, but I hope we get more. That's my only like takeaway. But otherwise, this show's hilarious. I love Conan. I watch Conan all the time on YouTube and listening to his podcasts. He's my favorite late night host, and he's just the best. So Conan O'Brien must go. Actually, he must stay, and I hope we get more and more. But this is a solid 9 out of 10. It's hilarious, and it's gonna make you feel good too when you're watching it.
I agree. It would be a 10 out of 10 if it was longer. So 9 out of 10 for me. Definitely go check out all 4 episodes streaming on Max. Conan O'Brien must go. And that was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to the Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Potential Podcast, or on Twitter at the Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerdom. And remember,
know your potential.